produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hello everyone, hi, my name is Kia Betri. I am coming to you all the way from Bloemfontein in South Africa. Yes, we are in South Africa. You are listening to Walking Thoughts and we are broadcasting on SKM Radio Network USA World. And my producer is Mercedes Kotu. Welcome, everyone. We just concluded, or we're in the middle of South Africa Decides. We are in election time. We finished voting 2 days ago. And now, you know, they're doing the counting. And for the first time ever, even though I've voted before, I've realized how toxic our human nature is. You know, there were lots of political parties and people were doing character assassination. Of course, they want us to, you know, see the candidate as, you know, the person that they really are, or at least they think the person that they really are, and they, you know, doing all these things. And one of the things that is prevalent that people do a lot in campaigning is they have a way of bringing up the past. So you know, this is what you used to say, this is what you used to be, this is what you used to do. And based on that past, people should not vote for you, you know. And a lot of people have fallen in those traps. But isn't it true, though, that all of us have a past? And a lot of people bring labels on us because of our past. You know, some people are referred to by their past. It's this person that did that. Do you remember the girl? Like, her name is Kia. Then the person can't remember who Kia is. And then the one that did that. Oh, Kia. Yeah, I remember Kia. So a lot of people, you know, put a lot of emphasis on our past. And it always brings me back to, if God had to bring back our past, how many of us would actually make it? You know, Second Corinthians always talks about 5:17, you know, how we are now new creation. The old is gone, it has passed, and now we're new creation. God has given us a new nature. But human beings will always take us back to, this is what you used to be, and how do we effectively deal with it? When your past is brought forth, when you are described by your past sins, where you describe by the mistakes that you made in the past. And, you know, a lot of people look at a lot of us and continue to put those labels on us. And I always say, some people, no matter how much you try, no matter how great you will appear, they will always hold on to that picture. And that's what we've seen with the elections, you know. I mean, you know, Julius Malema started this, party 6 years in a row, but yet people will still pull out stunts and pictures and videos and messages of the old past. And including Christians, we have a hard time getting past the past. We're getting a hard time, we get stuck in, and this is where you used to be. And I wonder if do we have a problem with the new person? Do we have a problem of identifying them with, oh wow, God has forgiven you and I also forgive you and we embrace you because of that? I know a lot of people that have come to church, and the first thing, I was one of them, the first thing that people label them on is, oh, there is, she used to be that, she used to do that. And now you come into a new space, you come into a new environment. Instead of people treating you on this is who you are, they treat you on what they think they know of you. And we have a hard time putting the past behind us. And I always think of Paul as a great example. Paul is a great example to us, because Paul was not the original, apostle and disciples of Jesus Christ. He's just like us in the sense that he came after. He came after. He was not there when Jesus was walking on earth, was not there when Jesus was doing all the sermons on the mount, was not there where Jesus was feeding the multitude. He was not a disciple of Jesus Christ at all. And he got born again, he got saved after. And even with Paul, people had to remind him, he's the one that killed the church. Even when they were speaking to Jesus, you remember Ananias is like, God, Jesus, isn't he the one that was killing the church? So, in Philippians 3, Paul, I think it's 13 to 14, he says, look, I don't consider that I've made it on my own. But one thing that I so do, and this is one of the favorite verses and scriptures in the church, one thing that I do, sorry, is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward what lies ahead. Press on towards the goal, for that ultimate prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we're also supposed to press on like Paul. So I look at him and I think, wow, Paul should have had a hard time putting the past behind, because they will always remind him, look, he was the one that, persecuted the church and killed the church and did all these things. And it's the same thing with us. There are a lot of other people that will love to remind us of, but this is where you were, this is what you used to do. And we also have to remind ourselves that, look, I don't consider that I've made it on my own. And when it comes to the past, I always say nobody has a great past to boast of, because regardless of how great you think you were, there are people that they think, morally, I'm not that bad, man. Morally, I'm not bad. I don't steal. I haven't killed anybody. I don't steal. I haven't, cursed nobody. I haven't, slept with anybody. I haven't, I'm not adulterous. I don't, do this and that. I mean, because human beings have bigger sins and smaller sins. So they measure themselves on their works and they think, no, man, I'm not that bad. But to God, you were that bad. And you are that bad, because it's, the Bible reminds us that none of us was saved by works. So regardless of how morally you thought you were, you still were sinful as a murderer and a thief and a liar and an adulterer. You know, when you look at the Ten Commandments, do you lie? Do you steal? All of us can actually say yes to more than three of them. Yet morally, we think we are okay. Morally, we think we have a good, outstanding, record. We are not on death row, haven't killed nobody. But look, you, according to God, filthy rags. You have to come before God and say, look, God, my works are filthy rags. Come, let us reason together. So anybody, regardless of how they look at their past, we all had to repent of our sins, because works before God means absolutely nothing. We can't even boast of comparing ourselves. We can't even say, this is what I was and this is who you are. That's the part I don't understand when it comes to the church, that how do you look at another human being and think, ooh, but this is what you have done? Because for you to get to a point of having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, for you to now be considered a child of God, to you now saying, look, I'm redeemed, you have to be redeemed from something. You had to be forgiven from something. And you had to come to a point where you looked at yourself and said, look, I'm a sinner. I've done a lot of other things that I'm definitely not proud of. And God, here I am to repent or change my mind. Cleanse me and wash me with the blood of Jesus. I have a sinful nature. I can't, no matter how much I try, help myself and do what's right all by myself. So I don't understand how you would have come to be a Christian and still be able to point a finger at another person. It's not possible. Because you're so forgiven, it's so easy for you, or it should be easy for you, to look at somebody else and say, brother, sister, you were totally forgiven, and not put that label on them. And unless you think you're morally right, then you would always put that label on the next person. Verse 8 of that Philippians 3, Paul says, look, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And that's where we're supposed to be when it comes to our past, our future, and our present. That I count everything as a loss. Even if your past was good, you can't dwell on the good. Even if your past was bad, you can't dwell on the bad, because we count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. That's it. That's how we soberly supposed to look at our past, regardless of what we think our past looks like. And look at somebody else's past and say we count everything as loss. Because nobody can stand before God and boast of their fleshly accomplishment. Nobody can stand before God and boast of their fleshly accomplishment, because our accomplishment before God does not matter. What matters is comparing, knowing Christ. That's our strive every single day, that we may know Him. Oh, and the power of resurrection. Oh, Lord. That's that. Accomplishment means absolutely nothing before God. Knowing Him means absolutely everything. So, like Paul, we count everything as a loss. Hey, we should, because it is not by works that we were saved, but it was by grace, right? Not that it's anything that we did. Not that we soberly thought, ooh, now I'm gonna change. No, The grace of God is the gift of God and is not result of our good works. So nobody can stand before God and boast, because it was by grace that we were saved. And we heard the gospel, we heard his word, we understood the grace, and we heard the grace, and we accepted the gift. You know, so it don't matter what you think you've gone through. It doesn't matter what they label you as. Because, look, even some people see you doing good, they will still go back there. They will still label you as that. We have to internalize our past and put it in the correct compartment in the brain. Now I sound like a motivational speaker, but if there are boxes in the brain that make sure that we continue to move forward with our lives, the past box have to be secured in the right place. And until you see yourself as, yes, I was that, and by his grace I have been washed, I have been cleansed, his blood washed me clean, and I'm accepted in the beloved. And, you know, the old has passed, and now behold, the new has come. And it's not by works that I should boast, and I count everything as loss. And all I have got to do now is know Christ. And you put that in the correct order in the brain. Put that in the correct order in your mind, because that's what the whole journey is all about, is to renew our mind. Then you'll be fine. Then the past, regardless of who calls you, regardless of who labels you, your past in your mind, in God's books and in his mind, would be put in the correct order. Because until you get it right in your mind, until it is secured in your spirit, until you know, yeah, it happened. You know, I always say God's forgiveness, unless it is accepted. You know, you accept it because you look at yourself and you say, that's bad. Until you accept his forgiveness, until you get to a point where you say, Lord, yes, this is what I've done, and I ask that you forgive me, I repent of my sins, wash me and cleanse me, and you accept that he has forgiven you, you can't properly move forward. A lot of people think they can't move forward because they haven't forgiven themselves. They haven't. No. There's nothing like forgive yourself. If you still think you have to forgive yourself, you have a high picture of your mind. You know, Romans 12 says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. You have a high thinking of yourself. Because once you think God has forgiven you, you should get to a point where you think, God, I know you have forgiven me. That is enough. That should be enough. And that's how you should put the past. Yes, I have repented of my past. Yes, I've asked God to cleanse me and wash me with his blood. Yes, I've asked forgiveness, and I've accepted that forgiveness. Then you should be able to move on from it. And regardless of how many times people bring it up, it will bother you if you have not accepted it. It would still bother you if you have not accepted it. But if you have accepted it, accepted his forgiveness, accepted his grace, heard and understood that grace, you would be fine, because it is by grace that we've been saved. You're through faith in the Son, not in everything else that we have to, you know, work for. Because then if it was based on works, some people would definitely boast. But none of us can stand before God and boast. None of us can stand before God and boast, because we have absolutely nothing to boast about, right? You know, I'm studying the book of Titus, and I thought, oh, it's 3 chapters, it's going to be a breeze. And then I read through it the first day. I did an overview of the book of Titus. And I thought, what? You know, Titus 3 verse 5 says, you know, he saved us. Hallelujah. Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. He saved us until we know that he saved us. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I am saved. Not because of works done by us in righteousness. No, 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 no. You know, when you come before God, you have to be so humble. Because we know, look, he saved us. Father, we have nothing to boast about. We have nothing that could say, look, I did it. No, not by works of our own righteousness. Unless, you know, one of us boast. So, the past is just that. Now I sound like a motivational speaker. The past has passed. We should focus on the present, and we should focus on the future. You know, eternity is on our mind. You know, motivational speakers always put it so nicely that it will be difficult for you to move forward as long as you are still looking back. They got that one right. And you know, they always use the car analogy that you can't drive properly looking back, because you have to drive looking forward. And sometimes when things happen on the road, you get a glimpse of your rear view mirror to know what's going on in the past, but that's not what you focus on. You continue to move forward. The motivational speaker got it right on this one. Ooh, we give it to you, you know, because until you settle it in your mind, you settle it in your spirit, you renew your mind regarding your past, people would always bring it up. People bring stuff up to me all the time on Facebook, and I'm like, you know, this is, and it could be a conversation that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. But then some people always would say, yeah, like this is what Kia did in conversations. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is what she did. Praise God. Did being the operative word. You know, so 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, new creation. You know, I soberly look at my past, and I absolutely, honestly have nothing but praise to give to God. And I'm like, this is where God has, you know, taken me from. You know, you look at your life, you're like, wow, Lord, this is where you took me from. You washed me clean. Now daily I renew my mind. I can't believe what I look like now. And I'm not talking in physical terms. I'm talking about spiritual terms. I'm talking about my mind. I'm talking about where I set my mind to. And I look at it and I thought, wow, I was filthy. I needed a savior. And now looking back, I see the work that the Savior, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Protector, the Healer, the Provider, you know, my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, my Master, has done in me. And I look at it and I know that it's not my own works of righteousness, you know, because the righteousness that we have is not our own righteousness, it's Christ's righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. So I look at my past with that sober mind, and what comes to mind is just praise. It's just worship, because I know that there's no way a human being could have done what God has done in my life. There's no human being who can lay claim on what God has done in my life. And when I look at other people, I look at them the same exact way that I look at my past, that look the same way that Jesus forgave me when I didn't deserve it. He probably could forgive any other human being. Who am I to choose who? Who am I to say no, that one, no? No, because anybody else can look at my past and say, ooh, no. And I always look at myself as, you know, Paul and say, wow, the chiefest of chief sinners. You know, and if God could forgive Kia, wash Kia, cleanse Kia, fill her up with the Spirit of God, open up His Word to Kia, give Kia the Spirit of understanding, Spirit of revelation, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, give Kia some wisdom, give Kia some knowledge, give Kia some ability, give Kia some Holy Ghost power, then if He can do that for me, I absolutely know that He can do it for any other human being. There's nobody that is beyond salvation, nobody that is beyond saving, nobody that is beyond, you know, wow, God can do that for you. And we have no right as human beings to accuse people based on their past. Just as much as God has forgiven, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far our sins are. He can do that for us. He can do that for any other human being. So don't look at other people's past and point fingers at them. Don't look at your past and point fingers at you. Rather point at Him and say, God, You did it all. And because Jesus Christ did it all on the cross, I now have a brand new future, brand new present. And for that we give Him glory, for that we give Him praise. We'll forever be grateful, eternally so. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.